Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of 2 Corinthians, God's Messengers. In this session, we'll be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 3 to 13. The lifestyle of God's messengers. From our last session, in chapter 6 and verse 1, it reads, "We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain." Paul was essentially saying, don't end up with empty hands, without purpose or fruit. He was writing to encourage us to make our life count for Christ. But how? How do we make our life count as Christians? Well, let's read our text for this session. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 3 to 13. "We give no offense in anything, that our ministry may not be blamed. But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fastings, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. O Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections. Now, in return for the same, I speak as to children. You also be open." The apostle is talking about the lifestyle of God's messengers. A changed, committed life is the most eloquent advertisement possible for the gospel of Jesus Christ. In this passage, the apostle shares three essentials for the lifestyle of God's messengers. First is a willingness to remove anything that hinders growth. The first part of verse 3, anything that gets in the way of another person's spiritual well-being, we give no offense in anything. Talking about a stumbling block, something that causes to trip, that our ministry may not be blamed. It's an athletic term used of a runner in speaking of a rock or a high spot or even a dip in the road that causes him to fall down. God's messenger examines his own life to make sure there's nothing to harm others spiritually. There are two things to be concerned with: intentional actions, deliberate actions taken that hinder another. Parents not bringing children to church because they're too busy, they're consumed by their own goals. And then unintentional consequences. These are tougher because they're actions that may not be wrong, but they still hinder. Your faith may be strong enough not to harm yourself spiritually, but those watching or following end up in sin. Well, wait a minute, Pastor. Are you saying that I must scrutinize my life regarding not only deliberate actions, but also the unintended consequences of things that are not wrong? Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. We don't know how the exercise of our liberty in Christ is going to affect a fellow Christian. So there's a willingness to remove anything that hinders growth. And second is a willingness to pay whatever will allow service. It's in the first part of verse 4. God's messenger has a lifestyle of paying the price necessary to serve the Lord in all kinds of situations. In all things we commend ourselves, paying the price of patience. In the second part of verse 4 and verse 5, in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fastings. There's 9 difficult circumstances, 3 sets of 3. There's general trials, pressure, in tribulations, oppression, in needs, that's hardships, in distresses, that's frustrations. There's trials from others, persecution, in stripes, speaking of beatings, in imprisonments, jail, in tumults, riots. And then there's self-inflicted trials, provision, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fastings. It's paying the price of preparation, verses 6 and 7, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left. A disciplined, surrendered life. General Douglas MacArthur said, prepare yourself first, then your opportunity will come. What is preparation for serving God? Well, it's purity, moral uprightness. It's knowledge, understanding God's ways. It's patience, that's long-suffering without retaliation. It's kindness, that's acting in love. The Holy Spirit, walking in the Spirit. Sincere love, undisguised. The word of truth, not misleading. The power of God being His vessel that He operates through. And then paying the price of persistence. Verses 8 through 10. By honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. Did you notice all the comparisons and contrasts? What's Paul saying here? He's saying, my life is characterized by a willingness to serve no matter what. This is the price paid by God's messengers. And too often, we're not willing to pay the price. It's like in the action movies. The hero won't give up no matter what happens. The issue is not the cost, the inconvenience, the discomfort, but does God want me to do this for Him? Let me state that again. The issue is not the cost. It's not the inconvenience. The issue is not the discomfort. The issue is, does God want me to do this for Him? That's it. A willingness to remove anything that hinders growth. And then third is a willingness to become vulnerable to ensure ministry. The second part of verse 11. O Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. God's messenger is characterized by transparency, by being vulnerable. Look at verses 12 and 13 again. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections. Now in return for the same, I speak as to children, you also be open. Jesus lived that way. Others were there all the time. Transfiguration, clearing the temple, Lazarus' tomb. Paul lived that way. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 8. So, affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become so dear to us. We all have a choice to make in life. Either hold people at a distance, never letting anyone close enough to hurt us, which also keeps them from loving us, or allow people into our lives during good times and bad times, realizing that sooner or later, someone is going to hurt us. Do you want to be used by God? Then do these 3 things. First, examine your life for things that hinder others spiritually, and ask God to remove them. Second, be willing to pay the price of ministry in all circumstances and commit to being available to God at all times. And then third, open your heart and life to others. If you're not part of a church, join one. Join us. You have a great day.